This is your host speaking. You're listening to call 362-9er-TANGO en route to our second date update. We've reached our cruising altitude, and if you look out the left side window, you can see our flight attendant, Chelsea, playing in a park sandbox on a first date with a guy named Adam.
This is a weird area we're flying over.
You look out the right window, you could see Chelsea stumbling into that guy's apartment for a quick in-town layover while Adam checks out other Tinder profiles.
Oh, so, ouch.
You'll notice I have turned on the lower your expectations sign because Adam has not responded to her calls, but we're going to find out why very shortly. Please remain seated for the remainder of the phone call, and thank you for flying B&J Airlines.
Okay. My ears are popping.
That was great.
That was pretty good.
That was really good.
See, I missed my calling.
God. And I forgot to order my ginger ale.
Doesn't
taste as good when you're on the ground.
If you're just tuning in for the second date update, one of our listeners, Chelsea, is a flight attendant, and she's reaching out for help from us because she's trying to get a hold of a guy named Adam, who she spent a short layover with while she was in town and hasn't been able to reach him since, even when she came back to see him again. Mm-hmm. So she's hoping to figure out what happened. Isn't that right, Chelsea?
Yeah, honestly, I feel like I'm a catch. I have been told that I am definitely hashtag snack.
Hashtag snack.
Hashtag in-flight snack. Yeah.
I mean, you want to be more like hashtag main course meal is what it sounds like, because you actually want to date him, right?
I do.
Do you think that there's any chance that maybe, like, I don't know, you turned it into more of like a fantasy one night fling by wearing the flight attendant outfit on the date?
I forgot about that. That was so hot.
I honestly feel like no.
Okay.
That's why I called you guys, because everything went perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give Adam a call and see if he wants seconds on that snack, okay? I'm going to dial the number right now. You ready?
Okay, ready.
Okay.
It's a first class. So
yeah, I know. It's like lobster. Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking for Adam.
This is Adam.
Hi, Adam. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. I'm hoping you have a second to talk with us.
Huh?
Yeah.
Man, a few words, Adam. I like that.
Get that a lot. Uh-huh. No, we're the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We do a segment on our show called A Second Date Update. Are you familiar with that? You ever heard of that before?
No, I'm sorry. I have not.
Okay, that's all right. I'll explain it to you. Basically, the idea is if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to figure out the reason why.
Okay.
And so you recently went out with someone who has been having a hard time getting a hold of you.
Oh, okay.
Right. I know it's a lie.
Have you gone out on a lot of dates recently?
No, not really.
Okay. Yeah. Well, maybe if I just said a name, it would refresh your memory.
Yeah, that would probably help.
Okay. How does Chelsea sound?
Yeah, I know Chelsea.
That's good.
Yeah. I know you know her. I'm just trying to figure out the reason why you've been avoiding her lately.
I don't know. She's just, you know. Oh, come on, guys.
The thing is, we don't know. That's why we're calling. I mean, was it more of just like a one night fun thing for you instead of like looking for a relationship?
Honestly, that's what I thought it would be. But by the next morning, I was sure this is something special. But
You did have feelings for her.
That's really sweet.
Okay. I've been in relationships in the past that have serious trust issues, and I can already see that that's going to be a problem with her. So I just am saving myself some heartache and pain.
If you don't trust her because she hid behind that tree in the park, she came back. So she's obviously not untrustworthy.
No.
I mean, you're talking about red flags is what you've seen some red flags.
Yeah. I guess that's the right word for it. Yeah.
What red flags are you talking about?
Well, I don't know how much she told you guys about the date.
Well, she said you guys met on Tinder while she was in town for a 24-hour layover. You guys went out to drinks, spent some time in the park. She spent the night at your place, and you drove her to the airport the next morning.
And she wore the dress on the date, bro.
He's talking about the flight attendant outfit.
Yeah, he knows. He knows.
The dress was real nice.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, so
yeah.
Gosh.
But what about Chelsea herself? Like, why don't you want to see her again?
Well, so she told you that I drove her to the airport the next morning, right?
Yeah, that was really nice. So,
she said that you insisted on driving her.
And she was really impressed by it because it felt chivalrous, which was something that was new, right?
Honestly, I did it because I really liked her. And I was like, I knew I wanted to see her again.
Right.
And so, you know, like when you're at the airport, like there's that drop off. And honestly, I just, it sounds cheesy, but I wanted to see her one more time. So I just kind of like pulled off to the side just to see her like walk inside.
Oh, like a movie. Yeah.
Okay. I'm picturing Dumb and Dumber. Where he like rear ends the, in the limo.
Goodbye,
sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
No, but this is cute. This is cute.
Well, it wasn't cute because I like see her not go into the terminal.
Huh.
She goes and gets in the cab stand line.
What?
Gets in a cab and like drives away.
What?
She left the airport?
Yeah.
That is a red flag.
She lied.
Okay, wait, hold on. There could be like a reason for this. Like maybe her car was parked in a parking lot somewhere out there.
Or her flight could have gotten delayed.
Or she has a like crash pad nearby with girlfriends.
Did you drop her at the right airport?
I dropped her at the right airport.
It's like some little field in the middle of nowhere.
He's like, oh, this isn't the right place.
No, she told me she was late and she needed to hurry.
Oh,
so,
really?
Oh, no.
Adam. I didn't know you saw that.
Wait, hold on, Chelsea.
No.
Wait. You're supposed to wait till I call you in.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, well, she just got caught.
Yeah. Well, okay. Adam, this is kind of ruined, but I was supposed to let you know that Chelsea's been secretly listening on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Okay.
I didn't know that you saw that.
That's not an excuse. Like,
yeah.
Maybe if you said it breathier next time. Maybe he'll believe you.
Chelsea, what are you doing? Are you cheating on somebody?
What?
I mean,
no,
that's how Adam feels right now. He feels lied to.
Absolutely not. I am being 100% honest. Hmm. I did get in that cab, but I had to go get something real quick. So.
What? I don't know.
You
okay,
had to get
like,
something.
What's so important?
Plan B? No?
The scarf!
Was it Plan B? Is that what you just said?
Brooke, you're right. Yeah, I...
Wait, what?
Oh, shut up.
They don't sell it at the airport.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh! My gosh, I thought that Brooke was kidding.
You guys, you just met on Tinder. Wrap that up. What are you...
No, not even that. Make the guy pay for it.
Yes.
What?
So, really, Chelsea? That's why you left the airport?
Yeah. I didn't know how to say that to you. I just... I didn't want to ruin the moment, you know, and I...
He made the moment, Chelsea. Like, I feel like, what are you talking about? You're intimate enough to do all that with someone, but then you can't talk about, like, repercussions? Yeah.
I don't know. I just wanted everything to be perfect.
Okay. So, now that you know that, Adam, how do you feel?
I wish you had just told me. Like, I wouldn't have... I mean, I guess I understand why you didn't, because maybe most guys would freak out. I would have brought you wherever you needed to go to get it. But I would have paid for it. I don't know. Is that weird?
No, it's not weird.
He still sounds like a little shaken, though.
I mean, is it possible that Chelsea's lying? She just heard what Brooke said and thought that's a better excuse than whatever she was really doing?
Brooke!
Guys, no!
Come on!
I did not. Where'd you go to get it?
Rite Aid.
See?
Okay.
I don't know where you get it. That could be wrong.
What?
I mean, that's the thing.
What color is it?
That's a weird thing. It's like, it shouldn't be a weird taboo thing to
talk to the
other half of the partnership about what type of sexual health items you need.
But usually you have a girlfriend, like, take you the next day. Like, I don't ask the guy, but she didn't have a girl there, so she went alone.
Well, Brooke has them in, like, Tic Tac form. She just pops them every morning.
So, I'm a big proponent of protected sex. Thank you very much.
Boring.
You don't want to talk to every guy about that.
All right. So, Adam, what do you think? Do you believe Chelsea that's really what she went off to get?
I really want to believe it.
They have such good chemistry.
I know,
they
talk at the exact same time.
Wait, you actually have a receipt?
Like, on my bank statement, I'll screenshot that and show you the date.
You don't have to prove it.
You don't have to do that. No, that's icky. That is icky. Is that what you're asking for her to do, Adam?
No. I believe you. You don't need to show me a receipt. Like, that.
Oh, good.
That's really romantic of you, I would say, Adam. What a gentleman.
Chivalry really is it, Dad.
That's a business class type of man right there. All right, so now that
she's a keeper, by the way.
I agree. We've reached an agreement here, and at this point, I would like to offer to send you guys out on a second date. What do you say, Adam? Give it one more shot with Chelsea.
I would love that.
Oh,
all right.
That's cute.
Guys, I'm so happy. Adam, I'm so excited.
Yay. Are you crying?
A little bit.
Must have been quite a night at his apartment.
Or maybe that pill didn't work in your hormonal.
I know.